Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 8th day of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, the 22nd day of Nisan, Tovshin Bebeis. Masechta Kaloyim, Perek Shvi, Mishnah Shviz, Mishnah Zayin. Haruach She'il Allah Esagfanim Al Gabitvo. What happens if you have a wind, there was a storm, and it blew the vines, stretching them over the ears of grain? Yigdomiyat, he has to immediately make a fence so that the vines are no longer covering the crops. Or some say, not Yigdor, but Yigdoid, he should cut the branches which are above the tvoah, above the ground, above the crops. Im ere oines, what happens if by something accident occurred to him and he wasn't able to do the fencing straight away? Mutter, it's permitted. The crops and the vines, even though there was an additional 1/200th increase in growth, or 0.5% of increased growth, until he got to make the fence, that's fine. As long as it was a kazanoinus, he did everything he could, something happened. Tevo also shehi noita tachas hagefen, if you have his produce that was stretching underneath the vines, that means that the ears of grain were sown initially correctly outside the vine area, but now they're stretching under the branches of the vine. V'chein b'yorok, similarly with vegetable leaves, if they're stretching under the vine area, masir, he has to push back the ears of grain or the leaves of the vegetables back to their place, v'eino mekadesh, and they will not become osa b'noah if he did not push them back. Hilchatil, he has to, but if he didn't, they will not become osa b'noah. Even though we learned earlier on that any crops underneath the vine will become osavana, that's when the root of the crops, the main part of the crops or the vegetables, is under the vine. But where the main sowing, or where he planted those vegetables or crops, was well outside their vine area. It's just that now the heads or the tops of the ears of grain or the vegetables are moving and stretching into the vine area. That will not make it osavana. Meimosai tavua miskadeshes. At what point, from what point do we say that produce, that the crops that were sown in a vineyard will become osabana? At what point? Misha tashrish, from the moment that it spreads roots. It's already taken root in the ground. Once it's taken root in the ground, then it's osabana. It becomes kaddish if it was planted in a vineyard. Some have the girsa in Yerushalmi, misha tashlish, not misha tashlish, misha tashlish, which means once it reaches a third of its growth, once the produce has reached a third of its maturity. If it hasn't, then he pulls it out and it has not yet become osavana. Vanovim, what about grapes? When will they become osavana and make a problem for the crops grown with them? Misha yeosu kapul halovin, if they're as big as the white bean. When they reach that size, then we say that then it'll make everything osavana if he planted some planted seeds or crops. So if the person had sown produce or some crops in a vineyard and he pulled them out before the grapes reached that size, then there would be no problem. There'd be mutter. Tavua sheyofsha kol tzarko, if you have produce that's completely dried out and he planted a vine next to it. Vanovim shabishlo kotzorkon, or you have grapes that are completely ripe. They're already well up to maturity now. And he sowed some vegetables or crops next to them. Einon miskatres, that will not become osur bana. Why? Because it says by the Kilakerim, when it talks about the Is in the Torah, it says, Pentiktash hameleyo hazera shetizros vasakorim, lest the fullness of the seed that you will sow and the produce of the vineyard will become kodesh, will become osur bana. Any crops that have totally dried out are no longer called meleas melois hazera. You can't call it melois hazera. It's not the fullness of the seed. You'd call it dogon. You would call it grain or tavua, but not tavua sakerim. Grapes that had, or you wouldn't call it meleas hazera. Similarly, grapes that have come to completely ripe and not called anymore tavua sakerim, we wouldn't call it the produce of the kerim. We'd call them anovim. We'd call them the finished product. We'd call them grapes. And also tavua, also crops before they took root, before they took root, or the other gears before they became a third of their maturity, and grapes before they reached the size of palovin would not be called the fullness of the seed or the crop, Melea Zerov to Asakarim. And therefore, we have the reason, this is the reason why we said earlier, from what point does Mertevuah become Asabana? From the point that it takes root or turns a third of its maturity, and grapes from the time it reaches Pearl Halavan. This is the way we've learnt the Mishnah is according to the Yerushalm, is according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam's opinion is that when it comes to the vineyard, the only time of there's only one what we call Oinas HaKiddush, only one point of time at which it becomes Osav Anah, and that is once the grapes reach a size of Poel Halovan, once they've reached that size. But there's no other time of Kiddush, of making the crops Osav Anah, not when it takes root, nor if it increases 1/200th. It's simply if the grapes have reached Pearl Halavan, that stage of the white bean. When it comes to produce, it comes to crops, to vua, the Oinas HaKiddush, the time that it becomes Osbana, is either when it takes root or if it reaches a third of its maturity. This is when he sowed the crop, when it was totally awesome. What happens if he found vegetables already sown in his vineyard? It grew of its own accord. Then there's a different criteria used, a different level, and that is when if added a 1/200th of its maturity, of its growth, when it was what we call Tosefes Echad Mimosayim, when it added 1/200th, then it'll become Osabana. This is how the Rambam learns. Another interesting thing that they're according to the Rambam, the way he learns the Pshat Mishnah is that the times of Kiddush, the times of being Osav Anah for a vineyard and for a crop, are connected with each other. Which means that as long as one of them, whether that's the vine, or whether it's the grapes, or whether it's the Tavua, have not reached Oinas HaKiddush, then it cannot make the other variety Osav as well. So if the Kerem, if the grapes haven't reached the size of Oinas HaKiddush, then it cannot make the crops and the osur, at least not minatara. Midrabbanan, yes, the Rambam would agree, but not minatara. And vice versa as well. If the crops have reached a stage where it's osur b'na, took root, but the grapes haven't, then again, the produce will not be osur minatara. You need to have both of them reaching oinas kiddush to be osur b'na. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Shimshon learns quite differently. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Isurim, the prohibitions or the times of Kiddush are not dependent upon each other to make things Osur. So let's say if the grapes reached the Oinas HaKiddush, they became the size of the Pearl Halavan, of the white bean, even though the crops have not yet reached a third of their growth or not added a 1/200th. Nevertheless, we say that even though the crops have not reached a shlish, have not reached a third of their growth, or not added 1/200th, we will still say they're also. And vice versa, too. Let's say the crop reached a third of its growth, or took root, and the grapes have not reached the level of Pearl Halavan. Whatever variety has reached the stage of Kiddush will be also. The only time that Rabbeinu Shimshon will agree is if one of the varieties didn't even take root. If it didn't take root, then we'll say it won't be osur at all. This is one of the major difference between Rabbeinu Shimshon and Rambam. Are the two Oinas HaKiddush dependent on each other? Rambam says, yes, they are. And if any one of the varieties has not yet reached Oinas HaKiddush, it will not be osur. The Rabbeinu Shimshon holds, no, they're not. And even if one of them is tidily not reached the Oinas HaKiddush, the stage of being Osav Anah, the other part will. A further difference between the two is, whereas according to the Rambam, the only time of Kiddush to make something Osav with grapes is, grapes and other varieties, is when the grapes have reached Pearl Halavan, according to the Rabbeinu Shimshon, there are in fact three times, three zmanim by a karam. There is one is when it takes root, when the grapes are sown, take root. Number two, when the grapes reach Pearl Halavan. And number three, if they add 1/200th. So according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, the stages are as follows. A pip that was sown initially in a prohibited way, together with the pip, the grape pip, together with vegetable seeds, it'll become osso immediately upon those grains taking root. That's Misha Yashrish. If, however, he sowed produce or vegetables in a vine, in a vineyard that was already growing, then even though that's also osso, nevertheless, the grapes won't be osso until they reach a stage of pearl halavan. That's where pearl halavan will be important. Now, if they've already reached pearl halavan, and then he sowed the offending variety, then we apply the stage of, or the isra of Yosifu Echad Mesaim, only if they add 1/200th. So again, if you sow the actual seeds together, as soon as they take root, it's awesome. If it's already been sown, the vineyard's already been sown or planted, and then you sow crops, then the shear is once the grapes reach pearl halavan, reach the stage of a white bean. And number three, if it's already reached the stage of pearl halavan, the grapes are already that size, and then you sow crops, it'll only be also, according to Rabbeinu Shimshon, if it increases 1/200th. This is all Rabbeinu Shimshon, who holds there are three zmanim, three onus kiddush by the vineyard, not one like the Rambam holds, and also who holds that they are not dependent upon each other, the onus kiddush. If one is reached, the onus kiddush, reached the stage of being osa banah, that will be osa regardless of if the other variety has not. Mishneches. There's a famous halacha. A pot plant that has a hole in it, it's what we call otzitz nokuv, is considered like the ground. It's like you sowed it in ground. If I sow something in a pot plant that has a hole in it, it's like sowing it straight in the ground. How big does the hole have to be? Just enough to let a small root coming out. And whatever is sowing in it is therefore considered as nurturing, as having its nourishment from the ground that it's standing on. Amish is going to talk about this halacha with relevance to Kilei HaKerem, the Isra of the forbidden varieties in a vineyard. Otzitz nokuv, if a person had a pot plant that has a hole in it, and he's got some crops, wheat or barley or vegetables, Mekadesh Bekerem, that will make osur banah things in the vineyard. If that pot plant was placed within 4 cubits, within 4 amas of the vineyard, within 4 amas, it's as osa banah as if he sowed that in the ground of the vineyard. That's because it's otzitz nokuv. That's because it's got a hole in it in the pot. V'sheinu nokuv. But if he sows, if he has a pot that has not got a hole in it, eina mekadesh. If he left it in vineyard and he sowed in it, it will not make things osa banah. But midrabanan will be osa. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon holds a different opinion. He holds zevozeh, both the pot that has a hole in it and the pot that does not have a hole in it, that are lying in a vineyard, oisrin v'lo mikachin. It's also to do it, l'chadchila, but b'dieved, if you did it, if you sowed in them, they will not become osa banah. According to him, even a pot plant that has a hole in it is not considered as if he sowed it in the ground, and therefore will not be osa banah if he placed such a pot plant in a vineyard. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma. Sowing in a pot plant with a hole in it is considered as if it's in the ground and will be therefore osa banah if he did such a thing in the vineyard. Hamavir otzitz nokuv bekerem. A person who's carrying a pot plant that has a pot that has a hole in it, and it's sown with vegetables or grain, and he's passing it through a vineyard, bekerem. He didn't put it down the ground. He's just moving it slowly but surely. He's moving it and moving it and moving it through a vineyard. And he never put it down on the ground. What's the halacha? Im hoisiv b'mosayim, says the Mishnah, if at the time that he passed the pot with a vineyard with a hole in it through the kerem, through the vineyard, that seed increased increased its growth by 1/200th. 1/200th means basically that if, let's say, you had in that herb or that vegetable, you had 199 parts that was grown in a heter, in a permitted way, and then there's 1/200th together with it that was also, that would make the zara forbidden. Aval bad the kfanim, the vines will not be osa, because he never put the pot plant on the ground. So the pot, the vines themselves won't become osa, but the actual plant that's in the vineyard, that will become osa. Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph.